He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It was a nice sizzling 115 degrees today. It is brutally hot here, and yes, the joke is it's a dry heat, but it's like literally it's like sticking your head into a hot wood-fired pizza oven. It's brutal out here. I try not to go outside. It's oppressive to say the least, and it's so early for us to be getting this kind of weather. In any event, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Okay, let's see what we got up today. As I mentioned, I think we're on show 461. This particular gadget has consistently received just horrible reviews. And because of that, I've kind of avoided it, but I really had a need for it. So I bought one, and I bought this from my mother. Now, as many of you know, my mother is 91 years old, and she is, thank God, totally with it, totally healthy, and very proud of her, to say the least. Now, she has a PC, and she has been using, for lack of a better description, a Skype-like software hardware that's on her computer to talk to all her kids and her grandkids and her great-grandkids. However, the picture quality and the audio quality and the connection in general has been deplorable to the point where we don't even bother using it anymore. And if she has to move closer to the mic or further away from the mic or adjust the camera, just can't handle it. So, henceforth, we're going to take a look at today's gadget. Now, this is called the Portal, P-O-R-T-A-L. This is put out by a company called Facebook. They make this device. Well, I don't know if they make it themselves, but this device is specifically for use on Facebook and WhatsApp. So what this looks like, and it comes in a variety of flavors, if you will. The one I purchased was called a Portal Mini, and that is basically an 8-inch picture frame that you're looking at right here. I can't show you it because my mother has it in Pennsylvania. But this is what it looks like. There's a built-in camera, a built-in speaker, a very nice, very high-quality screen, and it is simple to operate. All you have to do is plug it in and put the network that you're on, the Wi-Fi network and the password, into the device, and that's it. Now, that said, you have to configure it. As I mentioned earlier, this works only with Facebook, so if anybody is on Facebook, and it's specifically Facebook Messenger, this will communicate with Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp. Now, both of those apps will allow you to text, make audio calls, and of course, video calls, and that's what we actually use this for. So, it comes in black and white. I got the black because white shows all the dirt. This sells for $129 on, you can buy it directly from the folks at Facebook, or you can buy it on Amazon. We'll get back to that in a minute. And what I'm gonna do right now is actually show you, give you a mini video that they run that tells a little bit about that. So let's run that video now.
Meet Portal from Facebook. The redesigned Portal, the new Portal Mini, Portal Plus, and introducing Portal TV.
Hey, Portal. Call Marcus.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Good to see you. Hey, Brent.
Portal's smart camera pans and zooms to keep up with the action.
Hey, you see Grandma?
And as more people join in, it widens to keep everyone in view.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
And smart sound minimizes background noise.
Hey,
you! So adorable, I love
bringing
it!
Bringing your voice, front and center.
Outfit, though. I don't know what I was thinking.
Hey, Portal, call Katie.
Portal also lets you video call friends and family with Messenger or WhatsApp.
Your favorite pie.
And you can easily connect with friends and family on a group call, even if they don't have Portal. With Storytime, you can become some of your favorite storybook characters with music, animation, and AR effects. Enjoy Facebook Watch with friends as if you're all in the same room together. Or jam to your favorite music with rich sound and deep bass. Portal is an amazing picture frame that can display your favorite Facebook and Instagram photos. And with Portal's adaptive display, your pictures will look great in any light. Portal can also show birthday reminders and let you know when your favorite people are available to connect.
Alexa, show the front door.
Portal has Alexa built in, so you can control your smart home.
He's got a boyfriend.
And Portal is private by design. All video calls are encrypted, and you can easily disable the microphone and camera or block the lens with the camera cover. With Portal, now you have a whole new way to feel connected. Whether it's a Portal, Portal Mini, Portal Plus, or Portal TV. Portal. If you can't be there, feel there.
So there you have it. As you can see, it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy to use. Now, I will tell you that I had to configure this. My mother is not a member of Facebook. She certainly doesn't know what WhatsApp is. So I had to purchase it and configure it. I had to set up a FaceTime account. I had to set up a WhatsApp account because some people are on WhatsApp, and I had to put in all the friends and family onto the device and configure it completely before I ever sent it to her. So that's just what I did. I created a Facebook account, which I can control. So if other people want to join her Facebook page, I see who's coming in and who I accept, and I monitor that because she doesn't even know how to do that, nor does she have to. I also hooked up WhatsApp because there are many people that just have WhatsApp and aren't privy to having a Facebook page or don't want one for whatever reason. So I configured it, and it was all ready to go, and I mailed it. And when she received it, all she had to do is call the guy upstairs. He came down and basically hooked it up to the Wi-Fi. Click settings. Put the network name in and her password, and bada boom, bada bang, it was up and running. It never turns off. This always stays on. It takes minimal amount of electricity. And all she has to do really is just go to contacts. You just push the screen and go to contacts, and everybody's name and picture is there. And if she wants to talk to me, she just pushes my picture and it automatically dials it. I receive it on my cell phone. I have an iPhone, so I receive it on that. I also have a Droid. I have a couple tablets. It rings on all of them, and all I got to do is push it and boom, there she is. The connection is fantastic. The audio is spectacular, and the video is spectacular. It is so simple for her to use. She absolutely loves it. And for $129, I'll tell you, it's just a phenomenal buy. And I think a lot of the reviewers overlook that, yeah, it's not a techie device that you need a high-level degree of sophistication to run it. And if you have FaceTime or if you have Duo, or Messenger or WhatsApp, you don't need it. But that's not who it's intended for. It's really intended for, really where the sweet spot is with this device, is for the elderly or for the people who are not tech savvy. For them, this works flawlessly. It also has a little control button here that if you click it, it will turn on and off the camera and or the microphone. I don't even bother with that. She can use it if she wants, but it's been so simple to use, and I have to tell you, she really, really enjoys it, and I think it's great. Now, as I mentioned, this is $129 for the 8-inch device. You don't really need, in my opinion, the 10-inch device or any of the other devices that they sell. The 8-inch device is the perfect sweet spot for me. It doesn't take up a lot of room in her house. You can see the picture, no issues whatsoever, and it's consistently worked for about a week now. And I have to tell you, She just loves it. She sees the kids, the great-grandkids, and she has a ball with it. The only issue that we had, and we fixed that, was that she couldn't hear it ring. And on the, I think, left-hand side, there's a little volume control. So all you need to do is turn that up, and the volume becomes certainly adequately loud enough to hear it ring in a different room. And also, it controls the volume as you're speaking back and forth. So it works real well. I give it 5 stars out of 5 stars. I don't know why everybody's complaining about the device. Now, I was able to purchase this particular unit, the 8-inch one, for $70. And I believe that was because they were having a Mother's Day sale. I believe it was either Memorial Day or Mother's Day. I can't remember. In any event, Father's Day is coming up, and I'm hoping that they will run another sale for $70. That's a killer deal for 70 smackers, plus the shipping was free. So keep this in mind if you have someone that you know, or an elderly person, or a non-tech person, or even a person who is sick, and they would enjoy this device. I can't think of an easier, better way to do it. The only pain is you have to set it up for them, but that's not that big of a deal, and I'll tell you, you'll really be doing them a favor. Now, I will also include in the show notes this week, CNET had an interesting article. This is last year. It's a year old. But 7 things you need to know if you're going to purchase, and if you've purchased, the Facebook portal. So I will include this article in the show notes, and I think you'll enjoy it. And there's a ton of things out there on it. I think this year it's received several decent reviews, but for the most part, when people first saw this, they gave it thumbs down. I really like it, and man, I am so glad I got it, because she just loves this thing. Okay, let's get into some apps of the day. Our first app is called Retro, and I covered one called Retro last week, but this is a little different. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. This is RTRO. This is available on the App Store for the iPhone. And this is a relatively new app. It's a camera, and it shoots retro videos. And it also gives you vibey stories. So this app is pretty cool. It will do video and photos, and it will give you certain looks, so you can actually select a desert look, a sunset look, allele mode, chromatier, and it goes on and on and on. It gives you a variety of different looks that you can utilize. It's a fun app. It's nice to use. I think you'll like it. The other thing that's interesting is it limits you to, I think, 60 seconds, 1 minute. The reason it does that is because you can email these to whoever you want, or post them on Instagram, or whatever the case may be. And it makes a little story for you. So it's a very creative, very nice app. This next app is called Darkroom. And as you can see right from the photograph, this is it's an editing function, or an editing app for the iPhone. I think it's available also on the Android operating system. But man, there is nothing that you can't do. And you see how nice this photo looks? It didn't look like that before it went through Darkroom. You can adjust pretty much everything you want: brightness, contrast, highlights, shadows, saturation, vibrance, temperature, tint, fade, grain, vignette, sharpness, and it goes on and on and on. What a phenomenal, phenomenal app. If you like editing your photographs, or if you take photographs using your phone and you really want to spruce them up, this is definitely the app to go with. It's called Darkroom 4. As a matter of fact, this app is so good, I know a lot of photographers who shoot with the big DSLR, digital lens reflex camera, and they actually import their photos into the iPad and run them through Darkroom. That's how good this app is. So take a peek at that. Now, if you're ever interested in animation, or your kids are learning how to do stop animation, and the best way I can describe that is if you're old enough to remember the Cracker Jack boxes, when you used to get the little prize, and it was a little tablet, and you'd flick it, and you'd see the animated character. That's what stop motion is. This is a great app. It's $5, but if you want to get into animation, or you want your kids to really have a good time learning some excellent skills, this very well may be the app that you want to check out. Stop Motion Studio Pro. It's going to set you back $5. Definitely worth it. 4.7 rating out of 5. Doesn't get much better than that. Now, I recently had the pleasure of viewing the space station because it was up in the Arizona area, and I actually use this app called StarGuide. Unfortunately, this is going to set you back $3, but if you use it once or twice, you'll find that it's well worth the money. This actually was able to help me find the space station, and it says right here, never miss a space station sighting, because it actually has, the app knows where it is, so you can line this up to the sky, and it will tell you exactly what the stars are, the constellations, and so on and so forth. They update it all the time. It's really a fun, nice app. Great way to learn a little bit about astronomy, and again, it's one of these apps where your kids will love it. Now, this next app is called White Noise Generator. What's White Noise Generator? Well, many, many, many years ago, when they had an analog tuner on your TV set, and you only got three stations, like back in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where you got, I think it was at 16, 22, and 28. Those were the three channels that you got. And if you had a super-duper antenna, I think you'd pick up, I think it was channel 12. But if you went on any other station, you'd see and hear white noise. That's all it is. But white noise has a lot of good uses. It's used now to filter out other noises. So if you have a cat or a dog barking outside, or coyotes in my case, you put on this white noise generator, and it will give you a variety of choices. One is white noise, but they have some other sound effects. And sooner or later, you will realize that you don't hear those annoying sounds anymore. So white generators are pretty good, and psychiatrists and psychologists have been using them for years. They have a white noise generator, and I used to do some marketing for a white noise generator company many years ago, and they're little machines about that big, and you put them near to the door, and you plug them in, and you can't hear the conversation from the outside. Pretty neat stuff. Okay, two more apps. I never recommend games because I don't play games, but I happened to come across this a couple days ago, saw some kids playing it. It's called Zen Pinball. This thing is awesome. It really is. It's free. So if you would like to have a very, very cool, fun, energetic arcade game, Zen Pinball is going to fill that bill for you for sure. And now our last app of the day is called Jam Looper. This is phenomenal. This is it's a lot of fun to use this app. And what it does is exactly what it says. It's called Jam Looper. So if you sing or play an instrument, you can record, I believe it's up to 6 or 8 loops, different loops. This is a relatively new version. Right now it's available on the iPhone. I think it is available on the Android system, or it will be. But what you do is you would play a bass or the rhythm guitar on layer 1, and then you could sing on layer 2, and then you can play rhythm lead or bass on the 3, and on 4 you can do the drums or have someone else sing in, and it will just continually loop. So it's a lot of fun, very creative. It even has a beatbox, so it will give you a little backbeat, if you will, and some drums in the background. Very, very nice app. It's a heck of a lot of fun, and I know that you will absolutely enjoy that. And that is going to wrap it up, folks, today for the Gadget Professor. I will see you next week. And next week, I just received it today. I have a real killer gadget, so you'll want to definitely tune in next week. And this was recommended by our tech correspondent, Mr. Alan Goldstein, and he sent me a little blurb on this a day or two ago, and I said, this is really cool. I can use one of those, so tune in next week, and we'll all take a peek at it.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor, or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.